Dr. L. Norda. My question is, can you remember the fish camps around Port Graham? Can you remember going up the bay with your grandparents or grandparents or your mom and dad? The, one of the check books up there?
There were right in the Big Creek, just a little ways in, just before you get to the big hole, my grandmother used to have drying racks there on the right-hand side, on the west side of the creek. And I remember helping her cut fish there, or collecting things for her, carrying water so she could cut her fish and hang it there. And then there was two check flocks on the little creek, and on the left-hand side of the that creek, there were two buildings there. And there were check flocks, Antones and all. People use those quite frequently. Various families would go up there and stay and use them, and sometimes they spent several days there, and sometimes it was just an overnight trip. I remember when we were children, we used the check flock of Antones there. They had bedding made out of grass, dry grass, and we made sure we were it was clean when we arrived there, and then when we left it was the same way. It was clean. And then there was people, there weren't any check flocks in the bay itself, but people would travel and live in tents. My aunt and her family would live on the south side of Johnson Slough there, where Marvin's allotment is.
Oh, yeah.
They would plant a garden there every year, and they did a lot of fishing for red salmon off that point there. And Gorman Aguino used to have a net there, and he'd have catch a lot of red salmon there. We always thought this.
Yeah, I remember old man Dickinson.